especially with the school too.
Where's Jared?
Jared's not gonna be here. I am Jared tonight.
What's that?
He doesn't even get a name.
I feel a little naked without Jared.
He aged nicely.
Yeah, who's Jared tonight?
You're stuck with me, unfortunately.
Are we? Well, thank you so much. Sorry. Set this up right over here. I can't get it to work up this side for some reason. Okay. Apologize for being late. We had a slight traffic issue at the house. Okay. Please, would everyone turn your phones off or set them on vibrate during our meeting? It would be greatly appreciated. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of November 13th, 2023. The time is now 6:05. You guys in the attendance?
All right, yes.
All right, thank you. Okay. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No council board or discussion or action may take place on any matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Are there any public comments or sign up? Thank you. All right. Seth, do we have any reports or announcements?
Yes, good evening. I wanted to report that the three cases from last month's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting were approved by City Council. As a refresher, those include the text amendment to allow the exterminator service in the single family 20 district with a conditional use permit, as well as the conditional use permit for a exterminator service was approved on Rudolph Road. And then the third one that was approved was the rezoning of 3 acres along Tice Lane for the expansion, that's the commercial for the expansion of the Sportsplex. The 49-acre plan development along Brown was approved on first reading. However, there's a postponement to the second reading because we were working on a development agreement, so City Council will act on that next Monday.
Okay.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of October 9th, 2023. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Is there any corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, would you please call the roll, Ms.
I was going to ask, can we add something to the minutes? I noticed that our start time last time was after 6:30. It was 6:35, and it was because we had a joint meeting with the City Council. Mm-hmm. Would it be too irregular or too improper to just put in there that started 6:35, comma, after a joint meeting, a joint workshop meeting with City Council? Simply because I was looking, I have had to go back at minutes before years passed and put it all together. And I think somebody would be asking if they did what I had to do, reconstruct a case, why did they meet at 6:35?
What was the delay?
Is there any harm, no harm, no foul in adding?
Well, but there's a set of minutes with City Council.
I'm sorry?
There's a set of minutes that show we were meeting with City Council.
Sure, of course there are, but then you have to kind of dig through the minutes. You have to dig through
let
it.
Let me ask her.
Yeah, there wouldn't be an issue to include. Meeting was called to order by Chairwoman Teague at 6:37, following the conclusion of the joint meeting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we've already approved those minutes, so we voted on it the last meeting.
Was that last month? I swear.
That was last month.
Was it last month?
Yes.
Seems longer.
I know it does, doesn't it? It was a long evening.
Okay, would you approve that addition?
Yes. I'd like to amend my motion to add the text from Commissioner Ross.
Do you need a second? I second.
Okay. That's with the addition.
I saw the message. You're done with the motion.
Okay. All right, would you call the roll, please, Ms. Jane?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. All right. So, do we have a presentation, please, on, I believe we have some non-action items?
Yes. This first item is the Reserve HK5 Minor Plat, which is located at the 21,600 block of Hudsmith Corville Road. The plat includes one lot of approximately 5 acres and is zoned light industrial. This is a copy of the plat. Since this is a minor plat, this is an informational non-action item. City staff approved the minor plat with the condition to correct the date of the city planning letter in general note number one, and also correct the acreage discrepancy.
Just one second, my computer is being difficult. Can you start? Yeah, can you put my computer right?
Can you say it earlier?
Wouldn't go. Oops, thank you. Okay, F1, consideration to approve final plat of Caliber Collision Combo. That's all it, sorry, my computer just flipped over to the other agenda. Can you get it back? It's in the wrong place.
You want it?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, mine's on the wrong agenda for some reason. Thank you. A request by HH11701 Properties LLC, represented by Austin Hayes, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 12.11 acres of land legally described as being a portion of the Elizabeth Smith Survey, Abstract number 70, and the CN Pilo Survey, Abstract 632, from agricultural to light industrial. The property is located at 11701 Holdrith Road within Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your report, please?
Yes. This item is a request by HH11701 Properties LLC to zone 12.11 acres as light industrial. The property is currently outside the city limits and going through annexation. Here's the map highlighting the property in yellow. The property is located just south of Holdrith Road and the Tomball Business Park. The applicants do desire to establish the light industrial zoning district. Mm-hmm. Photo of the subject property shown on top left. Surrounding properties include a single family home, which is outside the city limits, light industrial land uses, and a drainage channel. The property is currently not zoned since it's not currently in the city limits. Properties to the north are zoned light industrial, and properties to the west and south are zoned ag. Properties again to the east are outside the city limits and are not zoned. Property is designated as business park and industrial in the future land use plan. This category is intended for to be located near thoroughfares which provide access to vehicular traffic, including freight. Recommended land uses include office, warehousing, light manufacturing, equipment sales, contractor services, and corporate campuses. The requested light industrial zoning is in accordance with the comprehensive plan. Properties within 300 feet were notified by mail. We received one comment form in favor of the zoning. City staff does recommend approval. The zoning request to light industrial does align with the comprehensive plan and encourages the continued growth of the business and industrial area. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case, state your name and address for the record?
Hi, my name is Austin Haynes. I live at 13011 Blossom Heath. I'm here representing the seller and developer for this case. As Mr. Myers stated, we are being annexed concurrently with the rezoning request. We would like to do office warehouse space in this location. It'd be approximately 160 to 168,000 square feet of office warehouse space that'd be leased out to individual tenants. Currently the ditch that Mr. Myers mentioned to the west of us was developed in anticipation of this development or of this parcel being developed. And so in regards to stormwater, it's already been accounted for with the development of that ditch. I'm here for any questions that y'all may have.
Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case PZ23-16 is now called to order. Let the records show that the time is now 6:17 p.m. Is there anyone who has signed up to speak?
No, I just have the copies are all in front of you of the response of in favor of at 2400 South Persimmon Street.
The only one for that case.
Perfect.
Thank you. Okay. Could you read that into the record? You read it into the record. I can't hear you.
That's the only one there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anyone else here present who would like to speak regarding this case? Please come up and speak. Since there are no additional comments, public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:18 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-16?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Okay, is there any discussion or questions of the applicant?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, could you please come up? Thank you.
So what's, do you know what size office and warehouse facilities are going to be in there, what units will look like?
I believe each building is 12,000 square feet. It's going to be split up into four to five different tenants with the ability for them to adjust as needed. Should they need more space or less space?
Four thousand to 5,000 square foot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Would you please call the roll, Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tag.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Consideration to approve zoning case Z23-17, a request by Daniel Rodano, represented by Sidero Ventures, LLC, to amend Chapter 50 of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 1.06 acres of land, legally described as being a portion of Lot 18 of Tomball Outlots, from single-family estate residential, SF20, to commercial. The property is generally located within the 1100 block north side of East Hosmith Road within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. So, staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, this item is a request by Sendero Ventures, LLC, to rezone approximately 1 acre from single family 20 to commercial. Here's a map highlighting the property in yellow. The property is located in the 1100 block of Hussmith Road. The entire property is 14 acres and is split zoned between single family 20 and commercial, with the northern portion being single family 20 and the southern portion being commercial. The applicants do plan to construct office warehouse and utilize the northernmost acre of the development, which is the property to be rezoned for stormwater detention. Property is shown on the far left. Surrounding properties include single-family homes, a church, as well as an event venue. Again, the property is zoned single-family 20. The surrounding properties are zoned ag, single-family 20, and commercial. 1.8 acres just to the south of this tract was rezoned from single-family 20 to commercial back in 2020, so this request is very similar to what was approved 3 years ago. This rezoning request is approximately 7% of the entire tract, which is over 50% already zoned commercial. The future land use designation for the property is rural ranch and estate. According to the comprehensive plan, land uses should consist of large lot residential or conservation subdivisions. Although the request does not conform to the future land use designation, the southern extent of the parcel is already zoned commercial, as well as the parcel to the west. Properties within 300 feet were notified by mail. We received one response in favor and one opposed. City staff recommends approval. The rezoning request is a marginal increase of the existing commercial zoning to the south, and the applicant intends to use this area for stormwater detention for the proposed commercial development. Therefore, it would provide a buffer to the residential districts to the north of this property. Thank you.
Would the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record? Present your case, please.
Good evening. Scott Burr, 2135 Cove Street, Conroe, Texas. My business partner, Juan Sanchez. As described, this is, we're looking to modify the zoning to the north primarily for detention and drainage. As you all know, detention and drainage has become a tougher road to hoe, so to speak. I mean, it's got to do a little more than you used to. And so what this allows us to do is buffer the gentleman to the north, which is residential, and still maintain the necessary detention requirements that the city and the county require. We do have a letter of support from the gentleman immediately to our north that abuts the detention, so I'm not sure where the opposition was. So the gentleman that would be bounding us on the northern side. We do have a letter of recommendation if you'd like to see it, or a letter of no objection if you'd like to see it. Intended land use is office warehouse. We think it's going to be a slightly elevated. It's a really, really nice area with some potential for some retail on the frontage in the future. We're very excited about it.
And the gentleman's name, please?
Mine, Scott Burr.
No, that you had the name, the recommendation from?
Yes, ma'am, Juan Sanchez. Juan Sanchez.
Okay, we'll bring you up in a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
The public hearing on zoning case Z23-17 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:25 p.m. Mr. Do we have anybody to be into the record?
There are a couple that are in front of you that were brought in, and they are on the map. And then Ophelia Garcia, yeah. She would like to speak.
Okay, do we have any others? Could you just read the names and addresses into the record for what we received?
Yes, so what we received in the mail for zoning case Z23-17 is Paul Garcia at 12211 Zion Road. I believe it's the same address you're together. Okay, and then there was also a Barbara Saber off of 0 Huff Smith Road. She lives at 10801 Huff Smith Kirkendall Road in Temple. Mm-hmm.
This is the only other. Okay. All right, and then Mr. Sanchez?
Yes, ma'am.
At this time, anybody would like to speak, please come forward. If you would come forward and state your name and address so we can put it into the record.
Juan Sanchez, 7727 Augusta Creek Court, Spring, Texas, 7739.
Okay. And just go ahead and...
Sorry?
Are you either for or against the case?
We're definitely for and in favor of. We, as my partner Scott, noted that the 1.06 acres that we're proposing for the rezoning is very nominal and actually creates a buffer between us and Mr. Redondo to the north of us. And to the west of us is is Boxwood Manor, as you guys know. It's a wedding venue, it's commercial use. To the east of us is, it's not shown because it's not replatted yet, but to the east of us it joins the northern boundary under Sun, which is potentially going to be one day commercial, but it's currently vacant land. And so what we're proposing, we think it'd be of no impact to the adjoining neighbors.
Okay.